I'm Catherine Lanford here with Celeste Headley.
Good morning.
Good morning. John Hockenberry's away. Two influential Americans died this week, Special Olympics founder Eunice Kennedy Shriver and guitarist Les Paul. We're going to look at both their lives, and we will start with all of those who gathered yesterday at a memorial service in Massachusetts for Mrs. Shriver, among them her son Anthony.
She picked up the phone every single day and called me. And she made me think that there was nothing greater than to be Anthony Shriver. And that, to me, is the greatest gift that any mother could possibly give any child.
Now, this morning, we're going to take a look at what her death signifies for the rest of this famous political dynasty. And we will ask who, if anyone, is going to lead the legacy now for the Kennedy family. Joan Vinnocchi is a longtime political reporter and columnist for the Boston Globe, and she joins us from the WGBH studios in Boston, one of our partners. Good morning, Joan. You've been following.
Good morning.
Good morning. You've been following the Kennedy family for years. Talk about Eunice Shriver's legacy.
Well, I think the coverage over the past couple of days have made it pretty clear. It's about the Special Olympics, which, you know, was a program for athletes with disabilities, and the Best Buddies program, which hooked up children with, you know, mentally challenged children with friends. I actually have a friend with a son with Down syndrome, and I know just from a personal perspective how important a program like Best Buddies can be.
In fact, we have another mourner who was at the memorial service yesterday. This is Loretta Claiborne. She is a Special Olympics runner. She attended the wake at Our Lady of Victory Church in Centerville, Massachusetts. Listen to what Loretta has to say.
She has so much of a legacy on this earth. It's up to me. When I was standing at her casket, I put my head down and said, God, let me be a part of this legacy.
Now, here we have a Special Olympics runner who wants to be a part of this legacy. But let's talk about the members of the Kennedy family, of the original nine siblings. Now, only two are left, Senator Ted Kennedy and his sister Jean Kennedy. And there's been a lot of speculation about who in the next generation is going to pick up the mantle, if you will. What's your take?
Well, I think, you know, the other part of the death of Eunice Kennedy is you could feel it from the Massachusetts perspective. You could feel the end of an era. You know, it's like the tide going out. You know, you could feel the tug. We know that Senator Kennedy is, you know, gravely ill. For the past year, we've been kind of, you know, sort of monitoring and watching that. So there's been a lot of focus on, you know, what that means here in Massachusetts. And in terms of the next generation, you know, it's really clear. There isn't one dominating person, but that's really not that unusual, is it? I mean, it's hard. It's not unusual for the children of celebrities to have problems sort of measuring up to their parents.
Well, I mean, and we can also take a measure of just some of them recently in the news. For instance, Carolyn Kennedy. I think there was a lot of hope pinned on her that she was going to be the next standard bearer, if you will.
Right, and that didn't work out particularly well in New York. When she indicated that she was interested in becoming the next senator from New York, that turned into, you know, something of a debacle. She didn't live up to the expectations or what people thought or had, you know, she didn't live up to the memory of Camelot.
Hey, what shadow, going back to Eunice Kennedy Shriver, what shadow did she have to work under as a Kennedy woman of that generation?
Well, when she died, she was 88. She came, you know, that era was difficult for women in general. It was harder even to be a Kennedy woman. The focus was on the men. The focus was on her brothers. There's a famous quote from her father that if Eunice were a man, she could be president. You know, given that, when you think that she, you know, that was sort of the, you know, perception that she had to work with, the fact that she was able to carve out this, you know, separate legacy is really quite remarkable.
All right. Joan Vinnocchi, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Joan Vinnocchi, she's a veteran political columnist for the Boston Globe, talking to us about the legacy of Eunice Kennedy Shriver.